New Year's Day 1991 dawned cold and sunny at the Rhode Island State House. The snow-coated South Lawn was littered with champagne bottles and spent noisemakers, remnants of the previous night's revelry. A new governor, Democrat Bruce Sundlin, was about to be inaugurated, but nervous Sundlin aides huddled inside the marble Capitol. The insurer for a chain of Rhode Island credit unions had collapsed the day before, leaving many of these financial institutions broke. Before the sun set, Sundlin closed the credit unions. More than 200,000 Rhode Islanders had no access to their money. Checks written on Rhode Island accounts weren't being honored across the country. Paychecks were held up. Real estate closings delayed. Rhode Island became a national laughingstock. The credit union crisis, as it came to be called, provoked mass demonstrations, a raw outburst of anger unprecedented in the Ocean State's modern political history. Sundlin quickly called for an independent investigation. It was chaired by the president of Brown University. Shortly after, a commission led by the House Judiciary Chairman convened. That commission brought in two seasoned prosecutors from outside Rhode Island. The hearings were televised, and the panel drew wide media coverage. These probes found that insider dealing in the General Assembly, reckless loans by bankers, and criminal activity had all contributed to the credit union downfall. There were prosecutions, wrongdoers went to prison, most notably fugitive banker Joseph Malacone. And the Assembly enacted new conflict of interest provisions and beefed up the State Ethics Commission. Reel up to 2010, when insider dealing and wee hours deals at the State House gave Rhode Island the folly known as 38 Studios. This $75 million taxpayer-supported loan for retired Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling was rammed through the State House at the end of the session. It was pushed through by then-Governor Don Carcieri, a Republican, and Democratic House Speaker Gordon Fox. There was scant public vetting of the finances. 38 Studios went bankrupt less than 2 years later. Taxpayers were left on the hook. There was much finger-pointing and blame-laying, but the Smith Hill crowd never did much of anything to get at how this happened and who was accountable. When the video game company went belly up, Lincoln Chafee was governor. He made one smart move, hiring lawyer Max Wistow to sue the financial institutions and advisors who pronounced this a good deal. These lawsuits have recovered more than $50 million. When asked why he didn't push for an independent probe, Chafee said he concluded 38 Studios represented a stupid investment, quote-unquote, but that it wasn't the result of criminal behavior. Chafee may well be right, yet he isn't a lawyer or a cop, so it's foolish to just take his word. He should have established a commission so Rhode Islanders could get some answers. Then came a new governor, Democrat Gina Raimondo. Campaigning, she pledged an independent probe of 38 Studios. Upon taking office, she fumbled and never did much of anything. Late in the game, Raimondo filed suit to make grand jury materials public, but even that move has been slapped down by a state superior court judge. Attorney General Peter Kilmartin was a state representative when the 38 Studios deal got done. He never did what he should have, stepped away from this matter by appointing an independent prosecutor to examine the issue. Neither the House nor Senate leadership ever put together an independent probe. Speaker Fox, who was intimately involved in the negotiation, is now in federal prison, serving a term for public corruption unrelated to the video game company. The new speaker, Nick Mattiello, and two Senate presidents, Teresa Piva-Weed and Dominic Ruggiero, all took a pass on an outside inquiry. 7 years after this deal went down, Rhode Islanders witnessed the daily farce that 38 Studios has become, a box of evidence mysteriously showing up at state police headquarters, and the attorney general and the governor ensnared in a legal fight over the grand jury records. It's no wonder we can't just get over 38 Studios.